94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Daryl Huckabee along with Dee Dee in the morning on a throwback Thursday. You know, we like to call it Friday Eve. And this morning we have special guests joining us on the topic of health and wellness. So I want to introduce everybody, Dr. Wendy Gavin Mayo and Dr. Rosalie Lobo. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. We are great. I'm great. Happy to be here. Thank you.
So yes. Glad to have you join us and talk about Connecticut's first award-winning nurse wellness initiative. And that's the Connecticut Nurse Wellness Project. And you have an event coming up. Let me get to the details of that. Saturday, August 8th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 at the Executive Center, 1645 Ellington Road in South Windsor, Connecticut. And this will also be online via Zoom as well, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, first of all, let's get into what the project is about. For those that may not be aware of it, how it came about, who created it, things of that nature.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having us here. So the CT Nurse Wellness Project was founded by myself, Wendy Garvin Mayo. I am a nurse practitioner in the state of Connecticut, and I've been a nurse practitioner for over 20 years. Throughout my career, we've been talking about nurse burnout. We've been talking about stress. We've been talking about retention. Nurses have been under great pressure for a very long time. These are not new phenomenons. And myself, I've been doing many keynotes and workshops and trainings on stress management, emotional intelligence. But all of those things are one and done. It's for an hour. It's for a day. It's for a couple of hours. So last year, I was thinking about how can we truly move the needle on nurse wellness and really address nurse wellness? And I came up with the concept of what if we looked at nurse wellness on a statewide level? What if we gathered nurses around a state, focus in on that state, and figure out how we can really make nurses well to reduce burnout, address workplace stress, address workplace violence, address retention. So that's where the CT Nurse Wellness Project was born. Is really, we're trying to move the needle on nurse wellness at a statewide level. And it has never been done before. So we're working without a blueprint here. So that's where it originated from.
So this is an interesting concept because a lot of people probably aren't aware that although nurses provide services in healthcare, you all or nurses go through an amount of stress just being on a job performing those services for different people. Emotional, like you said, the burnout. I know Connecticut has been suffering, I think, from a nurse shortage for a period of time now. So, you know, nurses working overtime and compensating for that shortage adds to the well-being of nurses. And we want our nurses to be well so that they can, you know, fully function in terms of providing healthcare, correct?
Absolutely. And Dr. Lobo can also speak to this being in academia. We work really hard to get our nursing degrees and we all go in with our whole heart of taking care of people, taking care of society. So when we go through our academic years of nursing, launched out into the field, you get there and it's kind of like, wait a minute, no one really prepared me for this. And you kind of forget what you did and why you're there because you're so burnt out, you're so stressed. And then you start rethinking your choices to come into this profession to really care for society.
So what did the survey show in terms of the areas that nurses need attention in when it comes to their wellness on the job?
Yeah, so workplace violence was a huge one. Nurses are experiencing a lot of workplace violence. And I want to break that down, workplace violence. It's workplace violence in terms of violence from the community, right? People who we are caring for, but also violence among nurses. So that horizontal violence. So it's twofold. So I want people to just kind of be aware of that. So all of that, it impacts the stress, the burnout that nurses are feeling. And it erodes into our capacity, our mental capacity, our physical capacity, our emotional capacity to really care for patients, care for ourselves. And I also want to just say this because, you know, they always say nurses are heroes. We're heroes, you know. Nurses, we don't wear any capes and we're human. We are human beings with a heart to serve the community. And we have to take care of our nurses because our nurses take care of us. And I want you to just imagine going into a hospital or any healthcare system and there are no nurses. That's not going to be a very pleasurable experience.
That's a huge problem.
That now, if you're just joining us,
we're talking to Dr. Wendy Gavin Mayo and Dr. Rosalie Lobo. Their event on Connecticut State Nurse Wellness Survey is taking place Saturday, August 8th, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Executive Center, 1645 Ellington Road in South Windsor. It will also be online via Zoom. For more information, you can log on to ctstateofnursewellness.com. So tell us what we can expect.
Yeah, so at the event, Dr. Lobo, myself, and Natasha Campbell, we are the planning committee for this wonderful event. And Dr. Lobo has been putting forth such great effort in planning such a beautiful day for all of our attendees. So at the event, you can expect to learn more about the CT Nurse Wellness Project, really unpack the survey, what it showed. But more importantly, we are going to be launching some statewide initiatives that have never been done before to really address nurse wellness in the state of Connecticut at a statewide level. So we want people to come out. You don't have to be a nurse to attend. You can be a community member because nurses are everywhere. Nurses impact everyone. But we would like people to come out and kind of hear the data and also get involved. There'll be opportunities for you to really join forces with the CT Nurse Wellness Project and move these initiatives forward to improve the wellness of nurses across the state of Connecticut.
So again, this event is Saturday, August 8th, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Executive Center, 1645 Ellington Road, South Windsor. It will also be available on Zoom. For more information, you can go to ctstateofnursewellness.com. Any other information you want to share with us that's pertinent?
I want to, again, thank you for having us on here and to just let everybody know that taking care of nurses is important because we want to make sure that nurses stay in the workforce. And it's not okay to wait until you need a nurse to understand what nurses do. We are definitely the glue that holds healthcare together. Without nurses, you won't get well. You won't have the love and compassion that is needed. Doctors, providers, they are good for prescribing. They are good for surgery. But nurses are the ones who hold it all together. And as Dr. Galvin said, it starts in nursing school. Nursing students are stressed. They don't understand what they're getting into. And many nurses leave the bedside early, too early, because of the stress, the lateral stress, the stress from patients. And just quickly think about when you go into the emergency department, many emergency departments have metal detectors before you walk in there. Imagine nurses are working 24 hours a day and could be assaulted at any time. So we really need to take care of our nurses, nurture them. And when you see a nurse out there, you want to ask them how they're doing, not just where they work, but how are you doing? Because every single one of us really is doing it because we love it, but also because we find value in it. But many nurses start to rethink, is this something I can stay with? And we want to nurture our nurses. We want to protect them. We want to be there for them. We really want to emphasize that this is not about what facilities are not doing for nurses. This is about nurses, us nurses, this project, taking care of each other and providing the tools to help that happen so that we can be of service to each other as well as to the general populations.
Well, I can say we as a community need to show more appreciation for nurses and what you guys do on a day-to-day basis. So thank you so much for putting this project together. Again, it's happening Saturday, August 8th, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The Executive Center, 1645 Ellington Road in South Windsor, also available on Zoom. Dr. Wendy Garvin Mayo, Dr. Rosalie Lobo, thanks so much for joining us today. And keep us posted on future events that you do. We definitely want to make sure that we get the word out in terms of keeping our nurses healthy.
Thank you.
I'm Daryl Huckabee along with Didi in the morning, always keeping you connected to what's happening in our community, a 94.3 WIBC, the rhythm of the city.